an original presentation from America's premier audio theater group, Seeing Ear Theater.
Sleep.
You smeared your own blood all over your neck.
The jaguar will smell it.
It already knows where we are, you idiot. Keep cutting trail. It is right behind us.
I can't do this any longer. You take over.
All right, all right. But you watch our backs. Here, take my pistol. Your rifle will do no good at such close quarters.
Yes. Yes. I'll watch. There!
What are you doing?
I saw it.
Idiot! It is a full moon tonight. You saw shadows. We have only a few shots left.
I tell you, I saw it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I should never have taken this job.
This is not worth what Onofrio's paying us.
Yes, and you have already drunken your share of the profits.
I bought a microwave oven.
From Onofrio's store?
Yes, why not?
You don't even have electricity.
Juan, do you think that was truly a woman we saw tonight? Bathing in the Rio Dulce?
If it was, I would be between her legs right now, whether she wanted it or not. As soon as we get back, I'm going over to Carmelita's place and I'm gonna...
There!
Idiot! Give me the pistol!
No!
Give it to me or I swear I'll cut you! I swear!
What?
I'm not joking around with you, I'm serious! What?
Behind you.
What? No! No! Let go! Let go! Behind my neck! Let go! Behind my neck!
Ow! Get back! Get back, beast! I will kill you! I will kill you! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! No bullets! Oh, shit! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh. Black. Black as the night. So beautiful. So...
I will be back in a moment.
I have business I must discuss with Onofrio. After I'm done there, you can have a drink of water at the stream on the way home. All right, all right. Analia, here, take my hat. It's better on you than it does on me anyway.
Ah, Esteban. Nice to see you. I will be with you in a moment. I told you, I can give it to you for 200.
150.
You are robbing me.
That is not so.
175.
Onofrio, I have to speak with you.
Please, Esteban, one moment. I must conclude with Signor Allende.
175, then.
Ah, for you, 175. But, Signora, only because it is you. I am just recovering my own costs, that is all. It is practically the same as giving it away. But what can you do in these times?
Onofrio, I must talk with you.
Momentarily.
I'll be back after siesta with my son's wheelbarrow. Hello, Esteban. Tell Encarnacion that I'll be over to watch Los Vigilantes de la Playa tonight.
The television will not be there.
Is that so? Not there? And does Encarnacion know of this?
This is not your affair.
I should say it is. Encarnacion and I are both of the widow circle, are we not?
Encarnacion is not a widow. And we cannot keep the television.
We'll see what Encarnacion has to say about that.
Esteban, how very good to see you. Raimondo, bring us coffee and two chairs. I'm afraid the Senora let in the flies. They are a curse to me. You cannot return the television, Esteban.
Encarnacion had no business using my milk cows for collateral. You should not have accepted those terms.
She is your wife. What can I do?
Is it your policy to swindle my people?
I do not swindle your people. Ah, these damn flies. I go beyond the letter of the contracts in allowing them to make returns rather than pursuing the matters through the courts. In your case, however, I have devised a way whereby you can keep the television without any further payments and yet settle the account. Is this a swindle? Is it?
Tell me what you want.
Ah, yes! These flies are so disgusting! I want you to kill the jaguar of Barrio Carolina.
I no longer hunt.
Here is your espresso, Father, with three sugars and a chair.
And where is Signor Cash's coffee, huh? Where shall he sit?
Let the Indian get himself something to drink. If he would stop sitting around so much, maybe he could pay us the money he owes us.
This is not polite, Raimondo. Do as I say. Bring him coffee.
The Indian is afraid, Father, I told you.
You will not hunt.
I no longer hunt.
This is unreasonable. If I dig the cows, you will once again be hunting jaguars. But if you do this, you will have to hunt only one jaguar.
One that has killed 8 hunters. That is no ordinary jaguar.
Ah, but none of the 8 used your method. The special method of Esteban Cash.
It is my family's method. Taught to me by my father and to him by his father. But I no longer hunt jaguars.
You were the greatest hunter in the province. Why did you give it up?
That is my affair.
Come. Your special hunting method may be a secret. But your wife has made it plain enough why you stopped hunting. What is it? 5 years ago? You wish to make a better living as a farmer than you could as a hunter? Will these insects never stop plaguing me?
It's the sugar.
What's that you say?
In your coffee.
I think that they smell something that only flies enjoy. They are not always here.
I stopped hunting because jaguars are beautiful.
What do you mean?
Their beauty began to outweigh the reasons I had for killing them.
You are crazy, Esteban. And you are no farmer.
Here is your coffee, Indian. I hope you do not mind a few grounds in it. All of our chairs are broken, so there isn't any place for you to sit.
Mind yourself, Raimondo. You must keep the dignity of your higher station in life.
Your pardon, Don Onofrio. I have other business to attend.
I will pay you 500 lempira in addition to erasing the debt for the television.
Why? Never mind. 500 is not enough.
1,000.
10,000. And in advance.
Ridiculous. I could hire 10 hunters for this much.
But none with my men.
10,000. 10,000, then.
Greedy Indian.
10,000? You will pay 10,000? I understand. You have bought Barrio Carolina, have you not, Onofrio?
That is none of your concern. Damn these things!
Do you think you will succeed where the fruit company and those men who wish to build the resort have failed?
They had bad luck.
Yes, the cholera took half the workforce. Very bad luck.
But I am a lucky man, and I have you on my side. The best jaguar hunter in Puerto Morada, in Nueva Esperanza province.
This is the bill for the television. Please stamp it paid in full. I will require the 10,000 lempira in advance.
Raimondo, go to the safe.
You are throwing that money away, father. He will sit quivering in his hut.
I have a house.
More likely, he will run away.
Raimondo, do as I say.
The fly has gone.
What?
I think it followed Raimondo.
I should have killed it when I had the chance.
Look at that, Annalia. A citron. I could be back home in 15 minutes instead of an hour of this ply. Or one of those little Ford pickups. I could just throw the feed sacks in the back. Don't worry. I would always keep you around, Annalia. I would use you to remind me of... and the way things used to be.
Yeah.
Come along, Annalia.
Esteban, stop babbling like a fool to that donkey. I would speak with you. Esteban, I'm talking to you. Esteban.
Hold up, Annalia. So, ghost of my father, you have come to haunt me once again? Is your spirit in the crow sitting on the tree over there? Or are you just a voice on the wind this time?
It is you who speak to a common donkey as if he could understand you. That is crazy. I have come to have a talk with you, man to man. It is a serious matter that you have become involved with.
I thought that you would go away forever once I became a farmer.
Perhaps if you ever do become a farmer, I will stop talking to you.
My cows produce, my bananas grow right.
On that poor scrap of land, you require 3 cows to equal the output of 1 cow on better land.
So you know all about farming, do you? It is a path between. At least I thought it was.
A path between what?
The 2 ways of the world. The old ways and the new. You are trying to eat my soul.
I am doing nothing of the sort.
You know what I mean, Father. For you, being Patuca Mayan always came first and last. And always.
Of course.
Before being a man, even?
That makes no sense. The two are the same thing.
Of course, you would think so.
You think you are so independent, but you see only part of what is real.
I see this road. I see a donkey that is too broken down to carry my weight upon her back. I see that my boots are full of holes and let the dust in. The world is a hard place on feet if your boots have holes in them. But ghosts don't have to worry about such things. They are free to be concerned with the upkeep of outdated rituals and useless superstitions.
It is you who are living in the world of illusions.
Watch out, idiot!
That illusion travels at 100 kilometers an hour. But I would settle for the illusion of a tractor, or even the illusion of a milking machine for my cows.
I tell you that you have made a bad bargain, agreeing to kill a black jaguar. You should not have done it.
What I should not be doing is talking to you, Father. What does a hunter have to say to a farmer? Tell me, huh? And you are dead, after all. And for better or worse, I am still alive. I want to go on alone now. Still have Encarnacion to face, after all. Give me a moment of peace, will you? Why don't you stay here? Here, at this crossroads? This is where all ghosts belong.
Even a dead man can tell a bad bargain from a good one.
Come on, Anneli. Come along.
Los vigilantes de la playa con David Hasselhoff.
Oh, he is so handsome.
But look at this one. What
arms. Oh, no. David is more romantic. Oh, I hate her. Most definitely.
Encarnacion, I must speak with you.
After the television hour.
I must speak with you now, Encarnacion.
Oh, I would never let my Enrique push me around like that, Encarnacion. Enrique, may he rest in peace. He needed a bit of minding. He needed a firm hand.
My Fernando was a well-behaved man. Except when he took to the bottle.
Ay.
Have you been drinking, Esteban?
Mm.
That was what killed my Fernando, you know. A river of rum.
For shame. Why do men constantly drink, Esteban?
Encarnacion, come with me to the kitchen.
Men. They like to take you to the kitchen where they can get their hands on your rolling pins. Huh? You can't tell what they'll do when they're drunk and have a rolling pin.
Very well, Esteban. I will go with you to the kitchen. Turn the television back on for my friends.
Carmen, la playa está tranquila.
Sí, Rob. Muy tranquila. Demasiado tranquila. Ayúdenme, ayúdenme. Mi bolsa. Alguien me ha robado mi bolsa.
Venga, Carmen.
Here is the bill of sale for the television. It is now paid in full.
I see you came to an agreement with Onofrio. Excellent. I knew you would see reason.
So you knew about his plan, did you? Or were you the one who arranged it all?
What does it matter?
You know how I feel about hunting jaguars.
Oh, come now, Esteban. You will only have to hunt one jaguar.
So, I have gotten better terms from Onofrio than the ones that you arranged.
What do you mean?
There is more. These lampiras. Sit down, Encarnacion.
My, my.
Here are 10,000 lampiras.
10,000? 10,000?
We could buy more cows. Have a real dairy farm. I could buy a tractor. Or we could buy a house in Barrio Clarín, just as Rosa Hernandez has done.
10,000? How did you manage
Onofrio must have some buyers coming to look at that old property. How would it look if a jaguar ate one of those wealthy investors from Honduras City, huh? I think the others would have second thoughts.
Do you think you can kill it?
What does that matter to you? You have the money.
10,000? Oh, I can't believe I have 10,000 lempiras.
I will leave in the morning. Very early. I would like you to turn off the television and ask those women to go home. I need to sleep and they are sitting on our bed.
You would embarrass me in front of my friends, wouldn't you? How can you act so much like a country boy yet be such a bad farmer?
I will sleep in the banana grove then.
Encarnacion! David Hasselhoff! Home!
You are free to join me, Encarnacion.
I'll be right there, Lydia.
So, you have come back to the crossroads to find me?
I have done nothing of the sort. This must be a dream.
Strange dream. The dreamer knows he dreams.
I am probably asleep in my banana grove, listening to an owl.
It is time to choose.
To choose?
Here, at the crossroads of ghosts.
Ah!
four paths. You must choose one of them.
I won't be forced.
Choose!
This is my dream. I choose the moon. I choose to fly upward. I will leave you all. I'm going to the moon. I'm going.
Listen to your father, my son. Black jaguars have other forms, magical purposes with which we must not interfere. Never part them.
I cannot hear you. I'm too far away from you. I will not hear you. Faster. Faster. So close. I can't breathe. The moon is so close. If only I can fly high enough. The moon.
I have brought you my radio to keep you company. It is too quiet here.
I like the quiet. And the warm sky above me. I had such a dream.
Esteban, only dogs must sleep without a roof. Are you a dog?
We have two rooms in the house. I do not enjoy watching television. Should I sleep on the kitchen table?
Go into town. That is what men do at night, is it not?
It is what some men do.
Ah. You are out here mumbling to your dead father again, no doubt.
It is more that he is mumbling to me.
You are crazy with Patuca ancestor worship. Do you not see this?
I don't think my ancestors would call it worship. They're not so pleased with me, I suspect. But what I see at the moment is a gorgeous Mayan woman standing before me in the light of the half moon. Come here. Sit down.
It is dirty.
I have spread a blanket.
Oh, Esteban, my blanket on the ground.
Come here, Encarnacion. Turn off the radio.
I like it.
Then leave it on. This doesn't matter. Have those crows left our bedroom?
Those are my friends.
They are crows, picking at their husband's bones. You have a husband who's alive.
I have a crazy Indian. But you are capable of such force, Esteban, when you...
We were poor, and our floors were made of dirt. Now we are just poor.
Esteban, you dislike Onofrio very much. But look at him. He has provided for his wife and son, and Raimundo will be a great man.
It would be better not to speak to me of Onofrio Esteves. I'm not exactly sure what you want, Encarnacion, but you have had the look of a hungry woman lately. What do you have to say to me?
I have spoken with Raimundo Esteves. His father is placing him in charge of development once Barrio Carolina becomes a going concern. Raimundo has told me that he will loan you the money to open a shop once the tourists begin to come.
Raimundo? Raimundo hates the sight of me.
Oh, he is only jealous.
Jealous of what?
Oh, nothing really. It is just... Well, I am 5 years younger than you.
What of it?
Maybe he thinks an old man like you should not have such a pretty wife.
Is that so?
Don't pout. The point is, Raimundo can help us. He is willing and he is able.
You want me to become a shopkeeper, to become indebted to Raimundo Esteves?
That is only the beginning, Esteban. You could be a merchant, a businessman. It is a perfect opportunity, don't you see, Esteban?
Who do you think you have married, woman?
The old ways are not just fading, they are gone. Even though you are older than I am, in so many ways, you are a child.
And since when did you keep such close counsel with Raimundo Esteves, huh? Woman, you make me think that...
Don't think. Look here.
Encarnacion.
You want this, don't you? It is what men want.
Unbutton the last button. Let me see all of you.
Will you hunt the jaguar, Esteban?
Encarnacion, what are you doing to me? Unbutton your dress.
Will you be a man as other men?
I am what you see. This should be enough for you, Encarnacion.
Get me what I want. That will be enough.
Come here.
Let me go.
Careful, Esteban. Oh, my radio. Esteban, how could you? You broke our radio. You smashed it to pieces.
How does it feel to be with a true Patuka hunter?
Hunt a jaguar for me, then.
Spread your legs.
Let me go. No. Harder then, Patuka hunter.
Shut up.
Harder.
Harder, huh? I'll give it to you, woman.
It isn't enough. Everything. I want everything. Ouch.
Should I?
Yes, get up. Be quick. I'm lying on a rock or something.
It is the remains of the radio. Better.
Esteban?
Yes. What is it?
You will do this for me.
What?
You will kill the jaguar of Barrio Carolina.
I will hunt it.
You will kill the black jaguar.
Yes. I think I will kill it. You see, I have a plan of my own.
Huh. You have a plan?
I am working a spell against all of you.
All of us?
I will find the middle path between the old ways and the new.
Esteban, what on earth are you talking about?
Never mind. I'm leaving at daybreak. The Alfonso boy from next door will look after Analia while I am gone.
Well, spells and pathways, however you put it, I knew you would eventually see reason, Esteban Cash. And I will buy a new radio from Onofrio while you are gone hunting.
The jungle has returned to Barrio Carolina.
So it would seem, Father.
I brought you here when you were a boy. Even then, the vines were beginning to reclaim the empty house.
I was afraid. The place felt haunted. Now it truly is. By you. Encarnacion is right, I'm coming to believe. I am going crazy and constantly seeing ghosts.
Look at the buildings. Screens ripped, boards weathered gray, wild parrots eating fruit from the abandoned orchard trees. It is you who have come to the place of ghosts.
Here is the trail the jaguar uses.
Yes, you're right. It leads down to where the Rio Dulce joins the ocean. Again, I tell you, do not do this. Do not hunt this jaguar.
And a track in the mud here. It's a female, isn't it, Father? Father? Fine, then. I don't need your...
What do you want here?
I'm sorry. I thought you were...
Do you intend to use that machete on a woman?
No. No, of course not. I will just put it away. My name is Esteban Cash.
I have heard of you, the jaguar hunter. Have you come to kill the jaguar, Barrio Carolina?
Yes. What is your name?
If we become friends, I will tell you my name. Why must you kill the jaguar?
It is a television set, a house, my wife. Who are you?
The jaguar of Barrio Carolina is a black jaguar. Surely you know that they are no ordinary animals, that they have purposes with which we must not interfere.
Perhaps. But these are not my purposes.
Truly they are. You have simply chosen to ignore them.
They are not my purposes.
How will you do it? You have no gun, only a machete.
Just a moment. Here, in my bag. I have these as well.
Herbs? Ah, you plan to drug the jaguar?
No.
What then?
To drug myself.
What will this accomplish?
The herbs slow the heart and give the body a semblance of death. They induce a trance, but one that can be thrown off at a moment's notice. After I chew them, I will lie down in a place that the jaguar must pass on its nightly hunt. It will think I am dead.
It will it?
Yes. But it will not feed unless it is sure that the spirit has left the flesh. And to determine this, it will sit on the body so it can feel the spirit rise up. As soon as it starts to settle, I will throw off the trance and stab it between the ribs. If my hand is steady, it will die instantly.
And if your hand is not steady?
It is a method taught to me by my father, and to him by his father. I have killed nearly 50 jaguars.
But this is a black jaguar.
Jaguars are creatures of instinct, and one is like another when it comes to feeding.
Well, I cannot wish you luck, but I do not wish you ill. Perhaps we will talk again, Esteban Cash. It would be a pity if we did not. Goodbye.
A pity. So, the Wailing Woman. I have seen the Wailing Woman.
Do not jump to conclusions, my son.
You are the one who told me about her. The beautiful woman whose appearance signifies that death is at hand.
You are on edge, my son. It may only be that this woman lives around here.
Common sense advice from a ghost. Yes. I suppose she might. She might at that. It doesn't matter. Tonight, the jaguar will follow its trail to the Rio Dolce. And I will be there waiting.
You are determined to do this.
Jaguars are beautiful. But I will kill this one. Not for Encarnacion, and not against your will, Father. No, for myself, as a hunter's spell against all of you. And you're going to help me.
I am your father, in life and in death. Your ancestors will help you. But what if the rainforest does not wish to give you what you desire?
Then I will just have to cut my way through.
The jungle's very thick, my son.
By eating these herbs, I am swallowing your teachings, my father. And I am swallowing what you taught my father, my grandfather, and your father's father. Hear me calling to you. Hear me. I am your son. I am the living one in our line. You have helped me before. Put aside your objections. Come and help me kill another jaguar.
I think it's going to rain, Esteban. The herbs are working.
Look at him. Even the mosquitoes think he's dead. They won't bite him.
Still, it's too bad.
What is too bad?
That your grandson, my son, is going to kill this particular jaguar.
Is that what he's going to do?
He claims that he will do it.
Should we help him?
He is of our line. We have helped him before.
Let us help him once again. Help him to see the true way.
No!
You deliberately alerted it that I was not dead!
Nonsense! This jaguar already knew!
Shit! It knows I'm alive!
Run, my son! Run!
Shit! Shit! No! Oh, no! Shit! Stay away from me, devil! I'll cut you off before I die!
Shit! My house, my son!
No! No! Oh, shit!
You think that door will open?
Can say
It is nearly rotten.
Jaguar is on the roof.
These buildings are very old. The roof has been rusting for many years.
Will you two shut up?
I tried to warn you, my son.
Shut up! I've had enough of you. Of all of you. Kill the jaguar. Do not kill the jaguar. Now the jaguar is going to kill me. God damn it! Damn you, devil! Get away from here! Now! Get away! Get away! Get off the roof! No!
It is me, Esteban Cash. We have met before.
I won't open the door. Not until morning.
That is wise, Esteban. Very wise.
Dying will be better in the morning light. Better in the morning light. Better.